continuing on with babbling, with oscillating. First we jaw babble, then we silent sequence, then we lip babble, and now we're going to go to the a much more refined level of babbling. This is what I call tongue babbling, and this is where the child learns to oscillate his tongue movements while he's prolonging sound. These generally are made with the mouth fairly wide open, so we have to have already established the skill of opening the mouth. And this is the first real speech activity that differentiates tongue movements from jaw movements. Voiceless trials will sneak in on occasion, but tongue babbling is primarily a voiced activity. The skills of tongue babbling also have funny names that I've given them, which correspond to the actions that they entail. The first one I call blubbing. Blubbing is where the mouth is open just slightly and the tongue is protruded and retracted in sequence while prolonging sound. So it sounds like this. There's not much tongue activity other than going forward and back, forward and back. Blolling is the next one. This is where the tongue becomes more active, the tip begins to elevate and extend. So when the child does it, the mouth is a little bit further open. He extends his tongue far out, and then he pulls it back in. And in doing so, he rubs the tongue tip up against the upper lip, and it sounds like a B and it sounds like an L kind of occurring in sequence or almost at the same time. So it's going to sound like this. So returning to blubbing, blubbing is and blolling is. And again, I would encourage you, especially on these, to practice them yourself, to watch yourself in the mirror, and to really figure out how to produce these sounds, because they represent the first way the child is experimenting with total tongue control. How do I get my tongue to move? What can it do? What sounds result? How much fun is this as I learn about my tongue? So we have blubbing, which is just the tongue moving forward and back. We have blolling, which is the tongue moving far out and far back in. We also have what I like to call delelling, which is the tongue elevated toward the teeth and alveolar ridge to produce something like this. I hope you can hear how it's more of a D-like sound and less of a B-like sound. We also have luring, which is the child pulling the tongue tip up to the alveolar ridge and then curling it back and stretching it back toward the velum, which results in an R-like sound. So luring would sound like this. And then blurring is where the child sticks the tongue far out, as in blolling, and then curls it far back, as in luring, and we have this. Bladder, ladder, 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 ladder. So taking those sounds that we have from A to E, we could see that the tongue is basically learning to move in and out, and it's doing it at various places. First, it learns to move in and out in a very gross way, as in blubbing. Then it learns to move in a bigger pattern, as in blolling. Then it learns to refine its upward movement to the alveolar ridge, as in delelling. Then it learns to stretch and curl back from the alveolar ridge to the velum. Then it learns to stretch from all the way forward to all the way back, as in blurring. Bladder, ladder, 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 ladder. Now, all of those movements are all anterior and posterior movements. The final one is a lateral movement. I call it lateral luring. This is where the mouth is open and the tongue lateralizes left and right in sequence in an oscillating pattern while producing prolonged sound. And it sounds like this. This is different from lateral luring in action skill 4A, jaw babbling. Lateral luring is where the jaw moves left and right while prolonging sound. Lateral luring in action skill 4D, tongue babbling, is where the tongue moves left and right. They sound essentially the same, but in one, the earlier one, the more primitive one, the jaw is moving left and right, and in this more advanced one, the jaw is stationary while the tongue moves left and right. Tongue babbling, all of these skills within tongue babbling are things that you're probably thinking, oh, my client does that, but I never thought about that before. These represent very important milestones in the evolution of tongue mobility. These represent the child's ability to move his tongue while producing sound before he's really going to refine his use of the single consonants that he's learned and put them into sequences that comprise more complicated words, phrases, and sentences. In terms of therapy, we're going to continue all the voice and airflow stimulation activities again. We're going to get the jaw stable. We're going to get the child to open his mouth wide and to hold the jaw low. We're also going to get that tongue to move. That's the most important element here, along with the jaw stability open. And we're going to teach a vocabulary for this. We're going to establish one label to describe each of these actions. I use the terms blubbing, blolling, delelling, luring, blurring, and lateral luring just for myself. I very rarely share these terms with clients. In fact, almost never share them with clients. But I may use these terms with parents to teach them what I'm trying to get their child's tongue to do. But with the kids, I'll make up some other words. For example, I might say to the child, let's blow bubbles with our tongue, and pretend that we're blowing bubbles by blubbing. I might say, ooh, that's icky, I don't like that, and use blolling to represent an icky sound and so forth. So again, building a conceptual framework for these oral movements that the child is learning. And I might also, at the end there, teach the child to move his tongue like this without voice. Some clients need to do it that way before they can add the voice, and that's fine. But eventually, voice has to be produced while moving the oral mechanism in this way.